divine course. I let the Spirit move me. I tune into the source.
Principle number 7, surrender control. The secret to creating your heart's desire is to use all of your energy in every way possible to bring about what you want. As you have seen by using principles 1 through 6, this is what you have been doing, directing your full creative focus exclusively toward manifesting your heart's desire. By focusing on each principle step by step, what you have been doing is consciously bringing your energy into alignment with your dream. In following each one of these steps, completing one before you move to the next, you are creating a treasure map that will lead you straight to your heart's desire. By working with these principles, what you are doing is setting up the perfect conditions for miracles to happen. This is what principle number 7 is about. Once you have done your work in setting up these conditions, now it is time to step aside and allow the universe to do its work for you. Principle number 7 is about surrendering control and resting and allowing the universe to take over for a while, because you've earned the gift, you've earned the reward. Essentially, principle number 7 instructs you to step aside and allow the universe to do its work for you. In other words, release your personal effort and surrender into the power of the universe to take over. This is what I call the definition of faith. For so many people, the idea of having faith is no better than crossing their fingers and leaping into the void. But that is not the true definition of faith. I want you to notice that I have not mentioned having faith until this time, because until you set up the conditions for the universe to work through you, it cannot. The universe will work through you, but it will not do the work for you. A farmer who hasn't planted a seed won't have a harvest, nor will he have a harvest if he doesn't cultivate, weed, fertilize, water, and protect the seed he planted. Those are the principles 1 through 6. But at some point, you have to let go of the process and know that the universe will work through you because you have created the perfect conditions for it. In other words, even though you plant the seed, water, cultivate, weed, fertilize, and nurture, you do not grow the seed. You only set up the perfect conditions for the universe to grow the seed through you. Principle number 7 is the principle of expectation. It is about allowing the universe to orchestrate miracles for you, knowing that you have done your part, that you have set up the conditions for that to happen. This is what it means to have faith, confidence in the future, based on what you have already done in the past. If you do your part at this point in the creative process, you can expect the universe to take over. You can surrender into faith. But if you haven't done your part, faith won't do it for you. Surrendering control means taking your hands off the creative process and allowing the wisdom of the universe to take over. It means trusting that the divine heart of the universe knows better than you how to make things happen. This is a very difficult concept for people who work strictly from the ego. The universe has its own wisdom, its own timing, and its own order to things. And if we second-guess that and start asserting our personal will over that, we can often sabotage and undo all the good we have just done. It reminds me of a funny little anecdote about my own daughter, Sabrina. My husband, Patrick, invited our daughter, Sabrina, who was 4 years old at the time, to join him in planting a garden in our yard. They had worked all day long, pulling up the weeds, getting the dirt ready, patting the soil. They had a tremendously good time. That evening, they sat down at the table, and Sabrina was so excited about what they had just done. "We planted the garden, Mommy. It's going to be terrific." And then they went to bed. The next morning, Patrick got up to get ready for work, and as he walked downstairs, he noticed all over the house little clumps of dirt. Down the stairs, into the bathroom, across the living room, into the kitchen, like a little trail. "What on earth is going on?" he thought. He followed the dirt and eventually found the culprit. There Sabrina was in the kitchen, covered with dirt from head to toe. "Sabrina," he said, "what on earth is going on? Why are you covered with dirt? You're filthy. You're getting this whole house full of mud." She looked up at him just exasperated and said, "Dad, I just couldn't wait. I had to go out and dig up the garden to see if our plants were growing." How many of you go and start digging up your own garden? Just can't wait, uncertain that the universe is taking over. Principle number 7 is about giving your work a rest, about surrendering and allowing the universe at this point to do some work on your behalf. Principle number 7 is about preparing to receive the gifts, about allowing the universe to move through you and letting your own personal will step aside so the magnificent will of the universe can come and do the work instead.